Well, today in our first reading, we have such a great example of trust. This is the widow of Zarephath, and you recall the story here of Elijah had been in hiding, and the Lord told him to move on to Zarephath, and he said, there will be a widow there to provide for you. But of course, this widow was so poor, so destitute, that she was about to die. She just had enough flour and enough oil to make one more meal for her and her son, and then she would pass away. She would die. And so she was out gathering sticks to cook her last meal. But the Lord was going to do something very special for her because of her trust, her obedience, and her willingness to listen to the great prophet Elijah. Elijah sees her, asks for a cup of water. She's about to go get it. And then he says, by the way, can you bring along some bread? And she says, you know, as the Lord lives, I have nothing. I just have a handful of flour in my jar and a little oil in the jug. I was going to gather some sticks, cook our last meal, then my son and I would die. And Elijah says, do not be afraid. Go and do as you propose, but first make me a little cake and bring it to me. And then you prepare something for yourself and your son. Very interesting. We give to God first, and then we provide for others. That's why when you look at your finances every month, always give the first 10% to God. Whether it be to the church, to a charity, to pro-life, give the first 10% to God, and then take care of your other bills. That's good biblical sense. The Bible's always encouraged that. Give first to God. So Elijah says, well, first, make me a cake, and then make one for yourself and your son. And so she does that, and Elijah says, God will take care of you, and your jar of flour will not go empty. Your jug of oil will not run dry. And that's exactly what happened. After she put the Lord first and gave this to Elijah the prophet, for a full year until the end of the drought, she was able to live with her son and provide food every single day. Give us this day our daily bread. And then, of course, the rains came and things got better after the drought. But I think this is a good lesson in trust in divine providence, trusting in the Lord that he would take care of all of our needs. But we have to put him first. We give first to the Lord, and then we take care of our other needs. And everybody who, I've known thousands of people over the years who have tithed, and they always say, somehow it works out. God does provide. God does take care of us if we give God the first fruits of our labor. And then just a few thoughts about the gospel today. This very short passage right from the Sermon on the Mount. This comes right after the Beatitudes. Then Jesus reminds the apostles that they are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. And he's saying that to each one of you. You are the salt of the earth. Now, salt, of course, was used for many things. It was used for the preservation of food, to give flavor to food. And that's what we're called to do in the world, to save the world from destroying itself. We're here to preserve the world through goodness, kindness, through works of service, works of charity, respect for the sanctity of human life. We are the salt of the earth. And of course, salt, if it gets into a wound, it can be irritating. So if you've ever found yourself irritating to a non-Christian, you're in good shape, okay? That means your salt has not gone flat. If you've ever been criticized for as a mother, as a grandmother, a father, a grandfather, or a Catholic or a doctor or a lawyer for being Christian or being Catholic, then you are the salt of the earth. If sometimes you're irritating to your family because you're trying to live and practice your faith, you are the salt of the earth. Now, of course, salt is to enhance the world, to bring flavor to the world, and also to preserve the world. But we also have to realize that our very presence can be irritating to the pagans, to the secularists, to the humanists. Why do you think so much of the liberal media is going after the church or going after the the teachings of the church. It's because we're irritating to those that are not living the faith. So keep that in mind. But of course, we should not lose our saltiness, the Lord says. Because if salt goes flat, it's only good to be trampled underfoot. And then it says, we are the light of the world. And St. Therese has a beautiful quote about this passage, because she talks about how are we the light of the world? Through love. That is how we're the light of the world. St. Therese says, I see now that true charity consists in bearing with the faults of those around us, never being surprised at their weaknesses, but edified at the least sign of virtue. I see above all that charity must not remain hidden in the bottom of our hearts. For nor do men light a lamp and put it under a bushel basket, but on a stand, that it gives light to all in the house. It seems to me that this lamp is the symbol of charity. It must shine out not only to cheer those we love best, but to give light to all in the house. So the light of the world, of course, Jesus, we have to share his love with others. That is the light that we're called to give, which is love. So when we take this two passages, that we are the salt of the earth and the light of the world, we have to live according to our vocation. Vatican II says, because of our baptism, because of our confirmation, we're called to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. We should not keep our love hidden, but we should share it with others, and we should also be willing to evangelize. Actually, Vatican II says something very strong. He says that it's to be an active member of the church is necessary. It says, a member who does not work for the growth of the body to the extent of his possibilities must be considered useless both to the church and to himself. That's very strong words from Vatican II, that if we don't live the faith and don't share the faith through evangelization, then we're really useless to ourselves and to the church. So instead of being useless, let's be useful to make sure that we are truly the salt of the earth and the light of the world.